Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com. That's the home of Days to Go, WDW, which lets you count on the days to your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, as I glance out of my iPhone 6, I can see that I am down to just 53 days to go until we leave for Walt Disney World for Marathon Weekend 2015. And I get excited every time I look at my phone. You can do the same. And thanks to everybody who tweeted and put those pictures on Facebook last week supporting virtualmickey.com. If you don't have this app, you need to get it this week. Do it right now. Drop by virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 785 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, and more importantly, happy Thanksgiving Eve. That's right, it is time to break out the stretchy pants for tomorrow. Get the batteries in the remote change because it's going to be a fun weekend, and I personally am going to have a great weekend because my good friend Adam is heading up to Missouri for the first time. We are going to head to the Border War and see Missouri take on Arkansas. Sorry, Dr. Kai. But we're going to go to the SEC Championship game after we take care of those hogs. No pig suey around here. And it's going to be a great time. So I'm very excited for Thanksgiving, spending time with friends and family. Hope you are too. And also, pardon the voice because I have little leftover. I'm just getting my voice back from last weekend, spending some time down at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, Tennessee, rooting for our Missouri Tigers, taking care of the Vols once again, and just a lot of fun. So big shout out to Mary Jo Collins. Your city rocks. We love Knoxville. The people couldn't have been nicer. Neyland Stadium was very cool, very old, but awesome. It holds over 100,000 people. Makes our stadium in Missouri look like a little Quarry League stadium, kind of, because it's not very big. But just had a great time, and just glad to be back doing the podcast. And also, real quick, just want to mention this and then get right past it. But, you know, everybody was giving lots of love to St. Louis over the past couple of days. I appreciate that more than you know. You know, it's a tough time for our town here, Ferguson and Florissant area, but we're fine. So thanks for all the concern on the social media, and we're going to have more fun because we're going to answer your listener questions. That's why we're here. And better yet, you don't just have to listen to me yak like you did the last couple of shows, and I'm so glad for that because I barely have a voice. So joining me today from down in the ATL and from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, we have Ricky. Welcome back to the show, Ricky.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I mean, I had a wonderful time in Florida, and, you know, I will say it does get cold down there. So for those of you who think it doesn't, it does. And those little hand warmer things are your best friends, let me just tell you. But yeah, no, I had a great time, and I got to do a lot of new things and different things, and I just had a good time. So, yeah.
I mean, I followed along, and you did a great job of posting, you know, updates and pictures on our Facebook group over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And that really, you know, it's one of those things because it was cold down there, but trust me, it was colder everywhere else in the country.
So,
you know, it was very cold here, and it was like, oh man, I would take hand warmers in 50 degrees and being on the Jungle Cruise right now over what I'm doing right here in the Midwest.
I know. That's very true. So it was totally worth it. I had so much fun. And so I'm glad to be back here talking to you guys.
All righty. And also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, we have Debbie. Welcome back to the show, Deb. How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Oh, my gosh. I'm actually hooking up with friends from Dallas. And the cool thing is they have not been to Disney ever. Maybe he was like when he was like five. But the funny part of it is his secretary and I've been working very close on this vacation because I said, you don't understand, it's going to be a zoo, it's Thanksgiving. So I can't wait. I'm going to surprise them. They think I'm going to just hook up with them on the weekend. On Friday, but I'm going to hook up with them on Thanksgiving Day. So I think it'll be a lot of fun to spend a couple of days with some friends from Dallas that I haven't seen since I moved here.
That's the best part about Thanksgiving, really, is that you get a chance to kind of slow down, have some meals with friends and family, and do some stuff. You know, like the extended weekend's awesome. I'm really looking forward to the football game, but just the whole thing. So it sounds like you're going to have a great one, too.
I am. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Because I'm not looking forward to the crowds. I'm not a crowd person, but that's okay.
Yeah. But your favorite ride is like a bench, so you probably won't have big wait times.
How did you know?
That's it. That's one of the advantages. All right, first question of the day. Quit the yakking and answer some questions, guys.
Oh, is that why we're here?
That's it. Knock it off. Okay, so hi, Mike. Love the podcast. I've been listening since July when I found the podcast on Stitcher. So very good. Thank you for finding us. We are available on Stitcher, which has been purchased by, I want to say it's called Deezer, so it might change names here very soon. But Stitcher for now. My friend and I will be going to Disney in a few months for 5 days as part of a larger group, all of us spread out across the three All-Star Resorts. On one of the days we'll be there, the group has reserved breakfast at 11:30 a.m. at 1900 Park Fair. Meanwhile, my friend and I had reserved horseback riding at 8:30 a.m. for that same morning. We will not have a car during the trip and will be relying on Disney transportation. We know we have to check in at 8 a.m. But we're confident we would make it in time. But now I'm worried that we won't have time to make it from Fort Wilderness to All-Stars to wash up and change. Then make it to 1900 Park Fair in time for breakfast. If we brought a bag of clothes with us from the Tri-Circle D Ranch and then locked them in the lockers as we're not allowed to carry anything on the trail, would we be able to use the resort comfort stations to have a good wash up then change? Not showing up for breakfast is not an option. Neither is showing up and smelling like a horse. We really don't want
sure
to, but if we have to, we'll cancel the horseback riding reservations. If we don't do it this trip, it'll be back on the Disney bucket list to be done on a future trip in a few years from now. Thanks. And this is Bronwyn. She even gave a pronunciation. So very good. So I think you just hit exactly on the probably your best. And you know what? Everybody around you appreciates you not smelling like a horse at breakfast. I mean,
yes.
That's you know, we not only the good advice, but we your fellow guests appreciate that. But I would say because the good thing about Fort Wilderness is those are communal comfort stations. So nobody's even going to probably know that you're not even like in a camper or a tent or something like that. So I would definitely wash up and just, you know, throw your stuff in a locker. So, Ricky, is that probably their best option?
I guess. I don't know. I guess that's what they should do. I mean, yeah, because they're definitely not going to have enough time to do the horseback riding, go back to All-Stars, and then go to, you know, 1900 Park Fair. So, I mean, it's going to be tight, I think, either way. Or you know, the way that they're thinking of doing it, but at least that gives them their best shot, I would guess. So.
What do you think would be their best way to get from Fort Wilderness to Grand Floridian? Would it be to go just like, I'm trying to think, because even
boat
if you went
to
boat to Magic Kingdom, then monorail to the Grand Floridian, because it's the last stop. Maybe boat. Maybe
that's
boat,
a lot
boat.
Of changes, though.
Well, I mean, unless they want to cab it, that's really the only option,
yeah.
I think. You know,
that was my suggestion. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I would take the boat to the Magic Kingdom and then boat or monorail to Grand Floridian. Yeah.
That's at least an hour. It has to be.
Yeah, at least. So, I mean, if they want to do everything that they're wanting to do, I would cab it. That's what I would do. So, just to make sure, because like I said, it's going to be tight. You know, I mean, how the horseback riding is what, you know, an hour. So, I'm guessing. I've never done the horseback riding over there.
Yeah, I think it's about an hour.
So, you know, and then they have to take a shower. And then that's what I would do. So,
it's one of those things, though. If you're really, really worried that you're not going to make the breakfast in the breakfast, because you said it was a non-negotiable, you want to make the breakfast, sometimes you just have to cancel and throw it back on the bucket list. So, that might be your option. But, you know, if you're trying to do everything, you're definitely your best bet's going to be take the shower over Fort Wilderness, I would say.
Yeah.
Or I don't even know if you'd take – I guess you would take a – would you take a whole shower? I don't know. That's kind of weird.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I mean,
we'll run through the sprinklers.
That's it.
Yeah. There you go.
But see, here's my luck is that if I showered up, like I'd be all showered up and like have, you know, 5 minutes to spare and I'd step in a pile on the way out of the comfort station by
the
horses.
Right, right.
That's just me. Anyway. All right. Next question before we get any deeper into that question.
Never mind.
Anyway, Vicky Wells has our next question. Our good friend over in the UK says, hello there from across the pond. I took your previous advice. We're planning on visiting Walt Disney World in October 2015 with another trip in August of 2016. We've already bought our annual passes to lock in the price. On to the question. We'll be staying on site in October 2015. Will we be able to book FastPass Plus at 60 days? As we won't actually activate our annual passes until we arrive. we have the vouchers. Can we still use these on My Disney Experience? Or are we just going to have to wait and book FastPass Plus when we get there and actually redeem our annual passes? I know we'll be able to do them for our August trip, as we'll have redeemed them by then. It's our October trip that I'm bothered about. Thanks for all you do. You make my long commute to work so much easier. Vicky, again, over in England. So you're exactly right, Rick. I think, and you know, I know that my good friend Adam, again, down in Huntsville, has done this before. He bought vouchers and had no problem linking those to My Disney Experience and making FastPass Plus at 60 days because he had a resort reservation. I think that's how it works.
Absolutely. That's what I've heard.
Yep. Debbie, you've heard the same, so we're all in agreement here?
I have. Absolutely.
Easy peasy.
Cool. Yep. That's an easier one than a horse
question.
I know.
Never mind.
Oh, no. Seriously. Okay. James Simone with the next question, which I always think he's from France, but I believe James is in Texas. Yes. Greetings from Texas. That's how the email starts. It always tricks me because James is a good friend of the show and writes in often. I'm just thinking he's a French. It sounds like a Frenchman in Texas. I don't know. I'm sure you all have covered this already, but I'm wondering what your thoughts are on losing Maelstrom. I'm a bit against it, but I'm on the fence. My wife, Lacey, is all for it. Her points are that there are characters in Mexico, and have you ever seen a five-hour wait for Maelstrom? I say Arendelle isn't real, in quotes, and she says neither is Agrabah, and Morocco is where you find Aladdin and Jasmine. I just don't think it belongs in Epcot. What say y'all? We'll be in the world in December. Maybe we'll send some pics from the parks. Keep up the great work, and God bless. All right, James, so... let's go around, Debbie. So, you know, let's don't make this a 30-minute answer per person or else we'll kill people. But, you know, your thoughts on Maelstrom, you know, now that we've had time to kind of let it sink in.
I love Maelstrom. I really do. I'm just so over Frozen. I mean, I'm tired of it. It's overkill. So it's like one more thing with Frozen. So if they made it just more Norwegian, that would be fine. But again, they're turning it into Frozen. And I'm just like, ugh. I mean, I'll deal with it, but I'd rather them keep Maelstrom and just update it without all the Frozen stuff.
All right, fair enough. Ricky, what about your thoughts?
So I kind of agree with Debbie. I don't really love the idea of... I don't really love the idea of taking the Frozen story and just plopping it into the Maelstrom attraction, you know, because clearly that's what they're doing. I would actually really appreciate, and I think they kind of do this in a way sort of okay with Grand Fiesta Tour. For some reason, that doesn't bother me. I still think you're getting the culture of, you know, Mexico there. Whereas I think with what they're going to do with Frozen, you're not going to get the same cultural aspects. It's just going to be the retelling of the story. If they had the story, you know, had the attraction still being the, you know, history of Norway or things like that, but with Frozen integrated into it, I would have less of a problem with it. So it's happening, you know, that's the thing. So, you know, that's where we are, but I would rather see them do it differently than they're going to be doing it, but I know it's going to be super popular. That is if the Frozen fatigue hasn't completely taken over, because I know a lot of people are already getting the Frozen fatigue, and those that haven't got it are on the cusp of potentially getting it. So you know, time will tell with that one.
You know, here's a few thoughts, and I like both of your thoughts, you know, previous, but the Frozen fatigue thing, the thing is, 7-year-old girls are not going to get Frozen fatigue. You know, 12-year-old girls are not going to get it. The adults get Frozen fatigue, but the thing is that kids don't wear out. They could just have an infinite amount of what
they're
into. I
mean, I still love Ariel, and, you know, it's, you know, 20 years later. So, I mean, yeah,
because this is where I am. When you have a 7-year-old girl and she's just crazy for Frozen as a dad or a mom or, you know, somebody's grandparents taking them down there, you're going to do that because that's kind of why you're there, you know, to help your loved ones, you know, kind of live out their dreams and have magical experiences. That's what you do. So even if you're not into it, if you happen to have somebody that's in that demographic that loves it, you're kind of stuck there. But I'm with you as well, Ricky, that I truly think that World Showcase should more be a cultural representation. And I don't want to see Norway turn into Arendelle. I want it to be real. And I think you make a good point about Mexico, where even though you have the three caballeros there and they're, you know, fictional characters, obviously, but they're a strong tie to Disney history, but fictional nonetheless,
right,
you still have the elements of seeing real places around Mexico. But I think a lot of times you have to have that context of you were on the old Rio del Tiempo to kind of get it, you know, like seeing the cliff divers and stuff. Like I remember that from the first incarnation.
Right.
So I make that connection, but you still see real things. you know, but I'm one of those people that's optimistic. I love Walt Disney World. You know what? It's not going to make or break my vacation. I'll probably enjoy the Frozen experience. I love Maelstrom, how it stood. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. But, you know, what are you going to do? Am I going to spend the rest of my life making a campaign to save Maelstrom? It's not going to change anything. So it's kind of like with the Lumberjack Show and Off Kilter. I'm not going to change it. So do I have to hate the Lumberjacks? You know, I might not love them as much as Off Kilter. And I know, like, Dennis hates them. And, you know, maybe he probably doesn't hate them, my good friend Dennis Oak Manor. But, you know, I think that people enjoy things, you know, at different levels. But I'm just one of those people that, you know what, I'm just going to, I go and I try to enjoy as much as I can, you know, because it's fun. It's way better than real life. So either way, I'm going to like it.
That's true. It is better than real life.
That's so true, right now.
Anyway. And that's why debating it is so much fun. It's so much better than debating real life issues.
That's it. All right, next question comes from, let me get the question here, hit the wrong button. Pam McCall, and she says, hi, MVP's most valuable podcasters. Love that. That's awesome. I've never been an MVP, I don't think.
Oh, there you go. Now you are.
We're co-MVPs. All right, Pam missed out. Pam Forrester missed out tonight. She didn't get the award.
She's not an MVP.
No. I know. She's having Shame more fun. Anyway, I have a wonderful husband who loves me but doesn't love Disney.
married him anyway?
I'm saying. Cause for divorce. No, just kidding. Since I've gone with him the last 2 years on great golf vacations, he's offered to take me to Disney World next year. But
woohoo!
He's still going to golf and intends on dropping me off at Disney each day. No way I'm going to be able to talk him into staying on property. My fingers are crossed. But I don't think there is any way. In one of our discussions about the trip, we realized we might have to pay for parking just to drop me off. Is there a way he can drop me off near the gates and not have to pay to park? I've been to Disneyland the last several Disney trips, and for the life of me, can't remember how this would work. Any help or suggestions would be appreciated. Thanks for all the entertainment and happiness you bring to us each week. Pam McCall is out in Ricky's old adopted hometown of Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's right, where all the aliens are. So
I remember Pam. That's it.
There you go. So, Debbie, do you know, because you're local, I think there is a way you can drop off without paying for parking. I mean, maybe I'm thinking of Six Flags. I don't know.
Well, you know, I think that, first of all, you could actually, if you have push comes to shove, you could actually, like, drop them off at the Ticket Transportation Center. And I believe that if you do just, like, go to the gates, I don't want to promise you anything, but I think that if you do, like, go through Epcot, just say I'm just dropping someone off, then you might be able to do that. They might have to give you a special pass. I don't know, but I can't promise that. I have not experienced that. I actually go and stay and play. So, but I would guess that they would accommodate in that fashion.
Ricky, this sounds like a blog post.
I actually know, because I drive Disney, so I pay attention.
that sounds like a Twitter account right there.
I drive Disney, yeah. I drive myself, I pay attention to, you know, the road signs and stuff like that, and they do have availability for you to drop off at the front gates. So I think that at the I think the only one I do wonder about is Magic Kingdom. I don't remember what. I'm pretty sure you probably have to drop off at the Transportation Ticket Center. But they do definitely have drop off areas at each of the parks, and then you just go in and say, you know, when you get to the toll plaza, just say, "Hey, I'm dropping my significant other off," and then they'll direct you to what lane that you need to go into to facilitate that. So,
well, and if you're going to Magic Kingdom, you could even have them drive you over to the Contemporary. You could just walk across. It's like right there.
Yeah,
probably be your best bet. Actually, good call. Yeah, good. And make sure you call out your husband when you're going through that toll gate and say, "This is the guy. He doesn't even want to stay. What's up?
He doesn't want to be here. I don't get it." Yeah.
Pam, we feel your pain.
Yes, we do.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, but don't give him the good stuff.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
He gets beets. That's all.
Yes, beets.
That's
it. I used to eat beets when we used to go to my great grandparents' house over in Alton, Illinois, but I just cannot eat a beet. I can eat cranberries, but I can't eat beets.
I like beets. Good.
What are beets? Are they like a vegetable?
I think they are.
They're like always, cranberry. What are the ones that come out in the shape of the can? Like, and they just
That's
sit there.
That's cranberries.
And I like those. So what's a beet?
Yeah.
Are beets are purple?
Different.
They're purple,
beets
though, right?
Beets are purple. Yeah.
I might accidentally eat a beet tomorrow. I'll have to check.
No, you're not going to eat a beet. You'll eat cranberries and you'll like it.
If I eat a beet, I promise you, I will tweet it.
Like it.
It'll be on Twitter. It'll be on Instagram if I eat a beet.
God.
Hashtag eat a beet. That's it. Okay, tomorrow while we're all sitting there bored and everybody's on their phones while everybody's either, you know, in a turkey coma, tweet a picture to me with the hashtag eat a beet. And everybody eat a beet for Mike. Oh. That's going to be the thing. It's going to take over the world. Eat a beet. Hashtag eat a beet.
Stupidest
anyway,
thing I've ever
it is stupid. It's stupidest things. That's
it's better than the eat to the beat concert.
No. That's something totally different. No, this is not eat to the beat. This is eat a beat. Hashtag eat a beat tomorrow. Hashtag make it happen. We're going to trend. We're going to trend, people, as everybody's bored. Anyway, next question comes from Robert Stedman down in Jackson, Mississippi. He says, hi, guys. Love the show. We're headed to Walt Disney World in early November, I'm sure, of next year. And I have a question.
Back.
I know. My 9-year-old loves people, especially adults. Most 9-year-olds do. But once you get to be 13, they hate people. That's
just my ideas.
And really enjoys chatting and being social. Do you have any Disney suggestions where he can let his personality shine? Thanks, Robert. All right, so Debbie, 9-year-old, wants to be out there and meet new people on a Disney vacation, which is great because there's people from all over the globe. So suggestions for this 9-year-old. What could he do? Like activities or places to go to meet people?
Oh, gosh, everywhere. I mean,
what about activities like maybe pin trading? Would that be something where he could strike up conversations?
Pin trading is a good one. Absolutely.
I was going to say to do the KidCot stations. I enjoyed it as an adult. So, you know, I mean, I know if I enjoyed it, he's going to enjoy it. And you can ask a lot of questions of the representatives of each country. Same thing goes with actually the Wilderness Explorers at Disney's Animal Kingdom. You can ask the cast members lots of questions about, the animals and the facility that they have there. And then, you know, just, I mean, if you want to just chat up random strangers, you can always find someone who wants to talk, I'm sure.
But like the Pangani Forest Trail or Animal Kingdom, and you've got the, what's the other one? Oh, come on, Pangani.
The Maharaja Jungle Trek.
Yeah, they've got cast members all throughout that, you know, and just, you can talk to them, you know, the different cast members about the different animals as you walk through. So I think, Ricky, you just mentioned one that was pretty much tied into that one.
Yeah, because I think that the Wilderness Explorers is, I'm not sure, I know that there are pieces of it that are in, you know, both of those trails, so, yeah, and, you know, I mean, maybe, gosh, you know, just to chat up with strangers or something, I don't know, obviously don't just hit up every random person you walk by, but you know, like while you're in line, you know, he could just ask, you know, questions, maybe have a an interview book and you know, like pretend like he's writing a news article about something. Yeah, I don't know,
you know, I
have interview questions to ask them about their trip, and you know, just have him pretend like it's a school project or actually be a school project if he can, you know, finagle that into a school project and do it that way. So.
No, I have it. I mean, I just thought of this while you were speaking, but here's what I would do. Now, if Robert would have time before his next trip or when he goes down in November 2015, early November, like I'm sure he's speaking of, is that, you know, if you have time, prepare a photo scavenger hunt for your son. And here's the deal, like make a hard copy of like 50 things he has to find, but a lot of them have to do with like somebody in a Philadelphia Phillies shirt or hat, you know, and the thing is, not only does he have to get a picture with that person, but maybe have him autograph on line 26, because that way you're interacting, you're getting a picture and you have a memory, but when you have them sign,
that's
he will have
cool.
to at that time explain that he's doing
right.
a photo scavenger hunt, and then he could say, you know, oh, you were looking for somebody in a Phillies hat, and then you're going to probably find out, hey, this person's from, you know, Texas, why do you have on a Phillies hat? Now you're striking up a conversation,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So there
I
you
like
go.
That.
But it
yeah.
would take a little work on the front end, but you'd have to think of creative things.
It'll
you know?
Totally be worth it in the end, though. I love that idea. Yeah.
You know,
Keith and Jackie's book, Attention to Detail, and then every time he finds one of those, then he can actually, like you said, take a picture of somebody, the first person that walks past there and says, I've got to have a person to prove that I stood right here. This is the part of the book.
That's it. You know, and also makes a great gift on Black Friday.
AttentionToDetail.com.
Our good friends, Jackie and Keith.
Yes, sure.
Get it. Everybody needs Attention to Detail. I'm telling
get
you.
Get it.
All right, so we're up to the last question of the day, if I can click the right button here. Here we go. And this one is from my good friend Dawn Liggett, and she says, hey, BOG crew, my daughter is graduating from college in December, and I'm planning a trip for this achievement in January. I'm looking for something different to do. I sent her and a friend on the Backstage Magic Tour when she graduated from high school, Any suggestions for fun things to do to mark this momentous occasion? Thanks, Dawn. All right, so is the backstage magic, that's the big one, right?
That's the big one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how do you top that?
Man, I'm saying that was going to be my suggestion, Dawn. Now let me think. Okay, so we're all thinking here. Because college is a bigger deal than high school.
It is.
And also, Dawn won't have to pay the bill anymore, which is nice.
Well, that's also
good.
She should get something. She should take herself to Artist Point or California Grill. But let's get back to the kid. Because now I'm starting to think about having a kid in college here shortly.
And now Mike's getting scared.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I was so pumped. We went on a visit a couple weeks ago to Mizzou and got to tour the campus. I was like, you're a tiger, Paige. You're a tiger. You're going to be a tiger. Until I saw the bill, I'm like, oh man, how about Florissant
Valley?
Oh, you're
a tiger. Let's go to Florissant.
Yeah, what about, you know, Harvard on the highway here in Florissant? Anyway. That's it. So anyway, what can we help her? We got to give her something. And this has to be good because, man, here's the problem. You laid down such a great gift in high school.
Right?
You're almost making it impossible for this college graduation. So, Deb, it doesn't have to be, you know, something that costs more. What's something you think she might enjoy? She obviously likes tours, Debbie. So what do you think?
I'm a tour person, so I would say give her Keys to the Kingdom tour. I have taken that twice. You do get different. Most of the time you get like a different cast member, different perspectives, sometimes a little bit more information from one from the other. And I say, why not? I mean, I think that would be so cool to do something like that.
I'm so cheating because Dawn happens to be a guest of the Magic for Less and one of my guests at the Magic for Less. So I'm kind of glancing here at her details for her trip.
Oh, okay, so
here's what I would do.
Or what about the Wild African Trek Tour? If she's not afraid of height, then, because I am, but I still did it. But anyway.
What was that noise?
I'm still having flashbacks. But that was a tour that she would be able to tell her friends about. Forever. And that is a very unique experience.
Very good. And I like that because on the tours, because she's going to like that. Currently, they're staying at a very nice resort that I really like. It's my favorite. It's the one that I, and I'm not going to give out Dawn's details here. I'm not going to go over her trip itinerary on the air, but it is the resort that I say right now is my favorite Walt Disney World resort. So if you've been paying attention over the last few months, you know where she's staying.
Yep.
I would take one night maybe and go to Beach Club or Contemporary or Grand Floridian or something nutty like that, and maybe even stay concierge for one night. And this, the whole thing is because you're going to get to celebrate with your daughter. You know what? It's kind of a big thing where you can do it up. I mean, we did this one night at the Beach Club for our anniversary. We stayed concierge level, Lagoon View, Beach Club. It costs a lot, but we swam in Stormalong Bay. We ate at Beaches and Cream. We ate out the concierge lounge. We had to keep bringing in extra hors d'oeuvres and stuff because we were just like, you know, people that didn't like. You know, come on, people. Haven't you ever seen a concierge lounge? No, I haven't. So, you know, I may get my money's worth.
No,
so
I have not.
That might be a suggestion. But again, a lot of things are set. But that's something that I might consider. So, Ricky, what do you think?
I was kind of going with the fancy idea as well. How old are you to graduate? So you're going to be in your 20s, I'm sure?
Okay. Probably 20.
So I was thinking,
maybe.
You know, Victoria and Albert's. I mean, it's fancy. It's nice. As long as they don't have, you know, crazy aversions to food, you know, like they don't like a lot of food, which, you know, some people don't, myself included. but, you know, I think that would be actually a really good idea, a unique idea, a different idea, and something that's grown up. So, you know, I could think about, you know, if my mom and dad had gotten me, you know, reservations at Victoria and Albert's, it would be like my first step into adulthood, you know? So that's kind of what I'm thinking. I don't know. That's my suggestion.
So,
it's probably not a good one, but that's my suggestion.
The ball's in your court, Dawn, so let us know what happened. And again, always write in and give us follow-ups because we love follow-ups as much as the questions. Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And congratulations to your daughter. We're excited, and I'm sure you're excited as well.
Yes.
So, again, before we get out of here today, I just want to thank everybody for downloading the show. Really, we all four believe this, that we love getting to sit down and record and talk Disney. It helps us escape everything. I know everybody does. We get stressed out with our everyday lives, stuff going on around us and work obligations, but we all get to kind of shut it out here for a few minutes, talk Disney, and we couldn't do these shows, especially on Wednesday, without your questions and comments. So please keep those coming to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. But truly, you know, we're talking about the season of thankfulness. I'm thankful for each and every one of you taking the time to download the show, to be interactive with us, talk to us on social media, but just being a friend, because if you're taking the time to listen to us,
Thank you for being that's it. A friend.
That's it. Travel down the road and back again, baby. But, you know, again, thank you so much. And we just hope you always enjoy the shows and continue to spread the, you know, the word about the shows, because we've met so many new people in this past year. And again, we appreciate that so much. So don't forget today's episode brought to you by the good folks over at virtualmickey.com. Hey, do me a favor today and go over to virtualmickey.com. Download Days to Go WDW. It's a great app. Like right now, I can see 53 days to go. That, I mean, less than 60 days to get to.
My God. I really need to start training.
Oh, man. I did 9 today on the
so
treadmill.
In trouble.
You know what? Tomorrow morning, this is how sick this running thing has gotten for all of us. And again, my Days to Go WDW app this time is counting down to 26 miles. You know, it's not so much like, oh, I'm getting ready to count down to laying on a hammock at Riverside. Nope,
yeah,
not this
no.
time. This is business, baby. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, tomorrow morning.
Sorry,
this is how crazy
sorry,
it's gotten.
You.
I'm running not just a 5K, but a 10K. I'm doing 2 turkey trots Thursday morning. And it's my birthday tomorrow, by the way. You
what?
Know, so yes. So not only am I getting up on my birthday, and it's Thanksgiving Day, the same day, but I'm driving about 45 minutes from my house to run a 5K that starts at 7:30 in the morning and then turn around. The 10K starts 40 minutes later, so I got to hustle. If I don't hustle, I miss the beginning of the 10K. So I'll be turkey trotting tomorrow morning, people. And then I'm going to be pigging out on turkey after that. So.
And
that's it. Well, yeah,
and
tweet. Beats. Yeah, what tweet a beat? No, what is it?
Hashtag a beat. What is it?
What was it? Eat a beat. That's it.
Hashtag eat a beat.
So anyway, long ad for virtualmickey.com. They're great folks. They support all we do. And D-Point is coming out with a great update here very soon. So check them out today over at virtualmickey.com.
Somebody is actually going to hashtag eat a beat.
Oh, tomorrow. I know. And it's going to be the greatest
and
thing ever.
And of course, hashtag BOGP as well. So that way we see it.
I will be checking and I will be showing all of my friends and family at our little bitty teeny tiny house that's sitting on top of each other. Look at this. We started this. We're trending in Argentina. Eat a beat. Anyway. So also, don't forget, give us a follow on Twitter. It'll be fun. I promise you tomorrow at BRGuestMike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast and join the friendliest forums on the internet where the ornament and card exchanges are going on. That's right. See, Mickey, I've got you covered. So
thank
drop
you.
By today. That's over at brguestpodcast.com/forums. Trade ornaments, trade cards from all around the world. It's a BOGP tradition, 6 years and strong. So get in on that. And also, the holiday music starts tomorrow on Magical Mouse Radio. That's right. It's that time of the year. So join us tomorrow starting sometime whenever I make it down to the studio tomorrow. We'll flip the switch and you'll get to hear all that great holiday Walt Disney World audio from now until the beginning of the new year over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. The next Be Our Guest Podcast live show is on December 21st, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Put that on the calendar and join us for the next Be Our Guest Podcast live show.
Why are they always
when I'm at home? What? I don't know. It's third Sunday of the month. You know, we make it simple. It's not brain surgery there. So anyway.
During the live show. We'll figure
you
it
must
out.
Always travel on the third Sunday. It must be the best time to travel.
I think it is. Yeah.
All right, you know what? Time to get out of here. People got to make the turkeys. We got to get it going.
People are tired of hearing us.
Remember, hashtag eat a beat. And,
hashtag eat a beat.
We'll be back for a Black Friday episode, as we always are, because you know what? Black Friday always happens on a Friday, ironically enough, and we always have shows on Fridays, so there you go. So anyway, we're out of here. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you all a very, very happy Thanksgiving. So thankful to have you guys as friends and family, and thank you so much, and enjoy those friends and family. So for us, I've already said it, we'll see you real soon. I'm out of here.
Mike doesn't know what he's doing.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.